This is the Know Yourself Performance Podcast with me, Conor O'Neill, where we help everyday athletes improve body composition and performance through optimizing their nutrition, training, and psychology. Find out more by going to knowyourselfperformance.com. Have you ever heard someone saying motivation is BS, or motivation isn't sustainable, or you can't rely on motivation to achieve your goals? Well, they're wrong. According to the American Psychological Association, the very definition of motivation is a person's willingness to exert physical or mental effort in pursuit of a goal or outcome. That means that you actually can't achieve your goals without motivation. In fact, learning to manage motivation levels is critical to achieving anything that requires effort. Goal setting, self-talk, and other psychological strategies can be involved here. If I'm to be charitable, perhaps they mean inspiration isn't sustainable. Even if that is what they mean, I still disagree. According to the American Psychological Association, inspiration is the process of being aroused or stimulated to do something. It's that feeling we get when we listen to a motivational speech or song, or when we watch an inspiring sporting feat, or simply when we're excitedly anticipating an upcoming task like a gym session. This feeling only lasts for a finite period of time, but that doesn't mean we can't or shouldn't use it. In the same way that you shower every day knowing you'll need to do it again tomorrow, you can also expose yourself to inspiration daily, even though you know it won't last forever. Finally, if I'm to be even more charitable, perhaps they mean something like willpower is limited and you shouldn't rely on it. This I can agree with. According to the American Psychological Association, willpower is conscious, effortful regulation of the self by the self and a limited resource capable of being depleted. You will need willpower at times to push through when motivation is low, but preferably only to enforce it sparingly when needed. Instead, you should set up your life and environment so that willpower isn't constantly needed. Generally, that involves making bad habits more difficult and making good habits easier, choosing who and what you spend your time around, and setting intrinsically motivating goals. So, next time you hear or read something online about motivation, consider these things instead. 1. Learning to manage your motivation levels is crucial to achieving your goals. 2. Exposing yourself to inspiration consistently will help keep you excited about pushing forward. And 3. Setting yourself up so that you don't have to consistently use willpower will make the process a whole lot easier. Thanks for listening. Go to knowyourselfperformance.com to find out more.